First John, that's right before Revelation. You got First John, Second John, Third John, Jude, and Revelation, if you're looking for it. Sometimes people will get mixed up, be looking at St. John. And we desire your prayers this morning. I was able to make it through Sunday school okay. And it seemed like last night I was coughing a little bit more than I normally do, and deep cough, so we'll see what the Lord does. But I was able to make it through Sunday school, so we'll just go on this morning and try to mind the Lord. And we certainly covet your prayers. If you're here and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, done said it once, but we'll say it again. We certainly would like for you to meet Him. He's the best thing that ever happened to me. Amen. And I'm thankful that He's my Savior, my Lord, my Master, but I'm glad He's my friend. And I tell you, it's just good to be in the Lord's house this morning. I'm not going to have you stand. We've stood a lot this morning, and I just want to read one verse of Scripture in chapter 4 of 1 John, chapter 4, and verse 8. Like I said, I don't know how long we'll stand, so you just bear with us for just a few moments this morning. The Bible said, verse 8 of chapter 4 of the book of 1 John, "He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love." I want to read that one more time. "He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love." Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you once again this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, and Lord, you allowed us to be in your house one more time. Lord, no doubt hearts is heavy this morning. I've had a couple, Lord, that's went on to be with you that's attached to our congregation. And Lord, certainly our hearts are saddened. And I pray you touch these families and these homes. And Lord, I pray, Lord, these that's physically not able to be with us today. Lord, these that's in the hospital, nursing home, assisted living home. Some just came home from the hospital. And some that's had surgeries and different things they're dealing with and cancer. Lord, we pray that you'd be with each one of them. God, I pray, Lord, today if there's one under the sound of our voice that don't know you as our personal Savior, I pray this would be that good hour, Lord, where they will find you before it's too late. We thank you, Lord, for adding to the church. And I pray, God, Lord, you'd bless these that's come this way to help us, Lord, that we might grow, continue to grow. Thank you for these we've got to baptize, Lord, after the first of the year. You've been so good to us. Lord, this could be the last service some people will be in this year. And Lord, it's been a rough year. We mentioned it the other night. But it would have been rougher, Lord, if we hadn't had you to go through it with us. And I thank you, Lord, for being there with your people. I pray, God, you'd give us a better year in 2015. Lord, let us see more souls saved. God, work in the church in a great, mighty way. I pray you put a hedge about this place, Lord, to protect us, Lord, from the things of this life, Lord, that might hinder us or keep us from doing your will. And Lord, whatever's accomplished, Lord, I pray that we'd do our best. Always remember to bow and worthy head, to give you the praise and honor and the glory for it all. For it's in Jesus' name we do humbly pray. Amen and amen. Last night seemed like this verse come on our heart real heavy. God is love. That's the thought that was on my heart, that the verse that come, God is love. Now let's begin to ponder on that. Why does God love us? Why does God love us? It's what I want to focus on with the Lord's help this morning, just for a few minutes, is why does God love us? We got on it in Sunday school just a little bit this morning, but the Scripture makes it plain that God don't love us because we're lovable. God don't love us because we're good. God loves us because He's God. Amen. Bible said He loved us while we was yet sinners. Christ died for us. I begin to think about the Scripture and all the places in the Bible where God proved that He loved people, and how that the Bible said that when God looked on the earth, there was sin down all in the earth after He had loved them enough to make man in His own image. And they sinned and went away from the Lord. But God loved Noah enough, and Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and God put a plan together for Noah. Brother Noah,
to build a boat that his family might be saved because he loved him, amen. I'm glad he loves me, ain't you? Boy, I begin to think about all the times that God has showed me he loved me. One of the most quoted verses in all the Bibles, John 3:16, where it said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life," Brother EJ. You know where that puts me? For God so loved the world. How many of you are glad you're in the world? Say amen. That Jesus loved the world enough that God gave his only begotten Son, which was Jesus, that whosoever... I heard a preacher one time say this, and I really liked it. He said, instead of saying whosoever, put your name in there. Every once in a while, and it gets personal. And I like to read it sometimes and say that he loved Jeff, amen. Thank you, Lord. He loved me. He loved you. Ain't you glad this morning that God loved us, amen? How sad it is when we feel like nobody loves us. I don't know if you've ever experienced that before. Don't matter how good of a mom or daddy you got, when your first girlfriend breaks up with you, you think the world's come to an end. Amen. First boyfriend, you know, we think we have nothing to live for anymore. Sometimes people's that way, and it's sad to say this, but people has committed suicide because someone they love quit loving them. Ain't you glad God's love's not conditional? He don't love us because we love him. He don't love us because we look good or we're tall or we're handsome or we got a lot of money. He loves us because God's love, amen. Praise the Lord. That gets me excited, amen. I'm glad I got a wife that loves me. That's a weak amen. Half they won't be married at the end of the year if you don't get louder than that. I got a wife that loves me, Brother EJ. She shows it not just in word, but in deed also. I begin to think about this. How sad it would be for God to just say he loved us and never showed us how much he loved us. Oh, a lot of people say they love me. I'll never forget what Brother Horace said when he's down at the assisted living home. Went to visit him one day and he said, "Brother Jeff, you're going to have a lot of people who's going to tell you they love you." And I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "But when it really gets down to where the rubber meets the road," he said, "you know how many people loves me? And I know more people loved him than this." He said, "You see that little board beside my bed?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "There's about 7 people that really loves me." I said, "I don't believe that, Brother Horace." He said, "Well, I've been here 2 years and it's the only 7 people that's come to see me." He said, "I want to point out something else on that list that you might not be noticing." He said, "You see the 7 names on there?" And I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Half of them's my kids." And he said, "Be careful that you don't run all over the world for the church and don't spend time with your children, because when it comes down time to die, most of the church will be nowhere to be found." He said, "What's going to be standing beside your bedside is your children and your wife and your family." Amen. I'm thankful for a good family. Amen. I'm thankful for a good church. God's been good to all of us. God is love. Boy, it's hard to separate that love, but it don't say that God just does love. God is love. It's part of who he is, that he loves people. He loves murderers, yet he hates murder. He loves drunkards, but he hates drinking, and he hates alcohol and the effect that it has on families. It's going to get quiet in here a little bit. He loves druggies, but he hates drugs. God don't like things that ruins people's lives. God don't like things that ruins our temple and our body. But God loves all people. Man, woman, boy, and girl, in prison. There ain't a person under the bridge that God does not love this morning. Ain't that good? You know he's in a category by himself. There ain't another person in this room that can say they love everybody and be honest. I can say I love everybody's soul, but I can't say I love everybody, and I'm the pastor here. There's a few people I don't love like I should. Amen. You know why? Because no matter how much I love them, they won't love me. They don't like me. They don't love me. They don't care for me. And the flesh part of us has a hard time crossing the barrier to love somebody that don't love us. Y'all with me? I'll tell you what, I've said this before. I can love somebody a whole lot easier does me wrong more than I can if they do my wife or my kids wrong. Amen. That's the way we are. Somebody could come in here and say, I was the worst pastor, worst preacher's ever walked on the face of earth. That wouldn't bother me a bit. I'd be back tonight at 6 o'clock preaching another message. Amen. That wouldn't bother me a bit. But if they said something about our church or a church member, I might put them out of here. Amen. And I have that right to. I'm not going to let somebody stand up. I like an old song the primitive used to sing. Don't talk about the church to me. Unless you have something good to say. That's my mother you're talking about, and that's where I learned to pray. Amen. That's the place where I met the Lord. My family's there, you see. So unless you got something good to say, don't talk about the church to me. There's a few people don't call our house. You know why? Because they've, Brother Jeff, did you hear? No, I didn't, and I don't want to this morning either. Amen. Do you know, brother, so-and-so? I'd rather just not talk about it. I'll be praying for him and you. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, if we're running all over town talking about people, we ain't no better off than the person that we're talking about. That's not love, amen. The Bible said love will cover a multitude of sins. How many of you would run around and tell everybody if your true natural brother did something wrong, Brother Tim, and you'd run up and down the road and say, did y'all hear what Tim did? You wouldn't do that because he's your brother. I know you wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do that. My brother's that way. Brother Darrell, you got three brothers. Some of them don't even go to church like they should, but you don't run up and down all over town telling everybody what your brothers have done and what they don't do. Because we love them. Let me let you in on something. Praise the Lord. Get that thing out of there. Old devil like to get his tongue tied every once in a while. Praise the Lord. I'm your brother, Brother Tony. Amen. I'm not going to talk about you. We might not see eye to eye every time in the deacons meet. I still ain't going to talk about you. You know why? Because I love you. Praise the Lord. How come Abraham went running after Lot every time he turned around when Lot wouldn't live right? He loved him. I'll tell you another thing about God. What the Bible said, there's no greater love than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. You know who he's talking about, don't you? He's talking about us. He's calling me his friend, brother man. He's calling you his friend. And he said, you'll never find a greater love than a man laid down his life for his friend. And that's why I believe it touches our heart so when somebody in the military, man or woman, gives their life for us to have our freedom in our country. That touches my heart, don't it? Yours? Because they've laid down their life. It's one thing to put your hand on the Bible and give an oath. It's another thing to dive on a hand grenade and save everybody in your platoon. Amen. Better leave that alone. Praise the Lord. I'll save that for another day. He that loveth not knoweth not God. Now if it's get down to nitty gritty, I was backing up a little bit because how can you love somebody if you don't know the God of love? I've heard men say, honey, I love you. But they ain't been home in 7 weekends because they've been hunting. Do you really love her? I've had people say, boy, I just need to get back to work. I need time away from the family. I don't know about you, but I don't love my job more than I love my family. I'm thankful to have a job. But I love my wife and I love my kids. Amen. And he said this. He said, he that loveth not. Think about the times when we're not sharing love like we ought to. I've shared this several times here in the scripture. It talked about as we've done it unto the least of them, we've done it unto him. If I ask you how many of you have ever slammed the door in Jesus' face, nobody raised their hand. But if I ask you how many people slammed the door and went to the store and told the wife, I'll be back in a minute. Wham! A few of us have to raise our hands. We would. But it's going to be honest. The Bible said, as you've done it to the least of them, you've done it unto him. If we've mistreated somebody and we have not loved them, that's the way we've treated God. I've got scripture for that. The Bible asked Saul. He said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Well, Saul never persecuted Jesus. Jesus wasn't even alive. Was he, Brother E.J.? He was already dead, gone to glory, sitting on the right hand of the Father. So how was Saul persecuting Jesus? He was persecuting the church. I know I ain't got as much strength as I usually do, but I believe everybody can still hear me this morning. Amen. The word amen just means I agree with you. So be it. Say on. Preach it, Brother Jeff. That's the truth. I like that in the Bible. When they'll go to say something, Brother EJ, and say, I have a word from the Lord. One of the men will say, say on. Say on. I want to hear what you got to say. Been some good messages I've heard through the years, and I wanted to holler. Say on. Brother, preach the truth. That's what we need today. We need the truth, and the truth is God is love, and he loves everybody. Amen. Ain't you glad he loves you this morning? If he didn't love you, he wouldn't have went to the cross to die for you. I've said this a lot of times. If we got a church here today, it don't matter if you're a member or visitor alike. We got visitors that's come in with kids. We got members that's here with kids. On both sides, we've got visitors that's come in with kids. And I've said this before, if we got out here, God forbid anything like this would happen, but it happens. We need to be careful. We need to watch them. I say this when we go out of here. And one of them guys out there in Powder Springs Road, Brother Matt, they wouldn't be able to stand there long, and their car would be coming up the road. Danger would be coming up the road lurking. And if I looked up and I seen my son or my daughter or Sean and Shane or Chloe or Zeke, any one of them head towards the road, and all of a sudden, I seen one of you men take off across there, scoop them out of the way, push them out of the way, get hit by the car, and you take the blunt to keep from them getting hit by the car. How much you think I'd be thankful for that? Now, I'm telling you something. If you love your kids, you'd be indebted for the rest of your life. You would. Well, that's just a little glimpse and a touch of what Jesus did for you. You're on your way to Calvary. You deserve the cross. You deserve nails. You deserve thorns. You deserve the sword. But he took our place, thank God, because he loves you. Amen. Now, I'll tell you another thing that's going to shock some of you. He took Barabbas' place. Well, I thought Barabbas was a thief. Thought Barabbas had done wrong. He did. But Jesus died for him just like he died for us. I'm not asking this morning how good you've lived or what you've done or what you haven't done. I'm here this morning to tell you that God loves you. I like the verse of Scripture. I'm not going to be able to quote it, and I'm not going to have time to get it all this morning. But it said, what will separate us from the love of God? Shall persecution, peril, famine, death, the grave,
And then at the end it says, nothing can separate me from the love of God. I like it this morning. Cancer couldn't get between Debbie and Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Sickness your daddy had, Brother Darrell, it couldn't get in there. Bad times is coming 2014, no matter how bad they are, it couldn't get between the love of God and us. There's nothing in this world that can separate us from the love of God. Amen. There's not enough devils in hell that can separate us from the love of God. And for somebody to make this statement, this is sad and I'll be done. I want to come get a verse of song. I've heard people say, but nobody loves me. And I'm going to tell you something this morning. You can't make that statement and say nobody loves me as long as Jesus is alive. As long as God's sitting on the throne, somebody loves you. Amen. Can I get a louder amen than that? Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad He loves us. And it's our obligation and our duty. If you're standing by at work, I don't even care if you're getting a ticket from a cop. Now all of a sudden he makes a statement, well, I just feel like nobody loves me anymore. You better tell him somebody loves him. If you're at school, one of your friends say, I just don't feel like nobody loves me. You better tell them Jesus loves them, amen. Because there is somebody that loves us. And people need to know that. I'll never forget, and I'll share this and be done. There was a man that had been in and out of churches and floating around for years and years and years. I met this man. Personally met him. His pastor in the church. He told me, he said, Jeff, I'd heard the Ten Commandments. I'd heard about what Moses had done. I'd heard about what Elijah had done. I'd been in Sunday school. I'd seen the Sunday school teachers do the drawings. I'd seen the little gimmicks and things they did to keep our attention. I'd been in children's church. I heard preaching. I heard good singing. He said, but you know what got my attention? I said, no, sir, what? He said, one day a little girl walked up to me and said, sir, tugged on his coat. Sir, he said, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. He said, she kept tugging until finally I answered her. He said, I thought somebody was going to get her. And he said, I wasn't too good at dealing with children. I thought maybe her mom or daddy, somebody get it, but said finally she tugged on enough. Said, sir, said for about the fourth time, she said, sir, and I looked down and said, yes, ma'am, can I help you? She said, did you know Jesus loves you? Did you know Jesus loves you? These two stories touched my heart more than any. There's another young man in a town. Couldn't speak. And he got saved. And it's a little town. Y'all remember some of it. I hear the stories all the time. I remember when Powder Springs Road was a dirt road. I ain't that old, thank the Lord. But I remember when Highway 5 was a single lane instead of a double road, and there wasn't no mall, there wasn't no Walmart, wasn't nothing there but a McDonald's and a Stop and Go and a Kmart, like three stores. That's all I remember in Douglasville. But I'll never forget, we had little dirt roads and we had towns, Brother E.J., and we had four-way stops. And this is supposed to be a true story. The man found Jesus. Somebody said, there's a commotion going on out there at the four-way stop. And they said, what is it? And I can't remember the guy's name. I wish I could remember it, but we're just going to use Jim this morning. They said, Jim's down there at the four-way stop, and he's stopping every car that comes through. He won't let nobody go through. And they said, well, what's the matter with Jim? What's happened? And they said, I don't know. Everybody in town's going out there to see what's going on, but something's going on out at the four-way stop. And they got out there, and Jim's laying down in the dirt right in the middle of the four-way with his hands spread out like that, laying down. They said, Jim, what are you doing? Jim, get up. Can't nobody drive. And finally, Jim would get up. And he'd say, Y'all might not know sign language too good, but he was just saying, God loves me. And then he'd go, think about 14 people got saved that day at the four-way stop. Jim couldn't even talk to them or witness. And I'm not being ugly, but there's a lot of people that's never won 14 people to Jesus. But I wonder how many of us would be willing to lay down in the middle of a four-way stop so we could tell people that Jesus loves them. That's where we're failing as a church. Not Welcome Road, but as the church. We're not letting people know that Jesus loves them. I want us to rise to our feet this morning.